Hello.
This is Jana calling back from customer support.
Yes, I am calling. We received on our bank statement a charge from you people for $91.89. I did not order anything.
Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, 17522.
Your first and last name?
Dorothy Dreer, Dreer.
Could you verify your shipping address for me for security purposes?
I'm sorry.
Could you verify your shipping address for me, please, for security purposes?
I'm sorry, and we must have a bad connection. I do not understand what you said.
I'm sorry. Can you verify your shipping address for me, please, for security
Yes,
purposes?
it's 308 Sweet William Way, Ephrata, Pennsylvania.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that you ordered this face cream and skin serum, eye serum.
No. I ordered a sample of the face cream and eye care. That was it. I never ordered $91 worth of face cream.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that, but you were on a 14-day trial, and after the 14-day trial of
Where does it say when you're ordering this as a free sample, where does it say 14-day trial?
Yes, ma'am. It states it's in the terms and conditions.
I'm not happy. This is not right. I don't have that kind of money to spend on face cream. It was a free sample offer.
Yes, ma'am. It was for you to try for 14 days,
Yeah.
and you were on a trial, and you're supposed to call in within 14 days.
Somehow I want my money back. You took it out of my checking account. I do not want this product.
Yes, ma'am, and I
And
am sorry about that.
that's really not right to be able to promote a free sample and then charge $91 and some cents.
Yes, ma'am, I am sorry about that, but this is a valid charge, and you did sign up for a trial.
I need to speak to somebody who's going to return our money to our checking account.
Yes, ma'am, I'm more than capable in handling this call, and everyone here does go by the same protocol.
Okay, I will have to look at the Better Business Bureau because this is not right. We do not have that kind of money to spend on face cream.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second, please.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Looking at your account, and they are valid charges, I can't offer you a 35% refund.
No. I need the $91 back. Not 35%, no. And I certainly would never buy this cream.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second, please. Yes, ma'am. Going over your account again and seeing that this was a valid charge, I can go in and offer a 50% discount, I mean a 50% refund.
We are on a fixed income. I would never, never purchase that kind of It's ridiculous that we don't have that kind of money.
I do understand that. Let me speak with my supervisor for one second, please.
Please do. Please do.
Yes, ma'am. Speaking with my supervisor, and my supervisor says she also do apologize, and we can give you a refund of 75%, which will give you $78.92 back.
No, I don't want this cream. No. Why would I do that?
Ma'am, that was a valid charge, and you did sign up for that.
If you could show me where that... Where on your information that says that you have 14 days to respond. I didn't even use it for 14 days. And then you want me to pay for something? No, you people advertise this as a free sample. I think maybe the Better Business Bureau could look at this.
One second, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I do have you full of refund, and I do have your account canceled out.
Thank you very much, and I'm sorry that I gave you a hard time. It wasn't your fault, all right?
Thank you for calling customer support. It was my pleasure speaking with you.
Bye. Mm-hmm.